Han gritted his teeth. They seemed to be running over this same territory a lot lately.
Well, if all you need right now is to keep in touch, how about if we go someplace that has a diplomatic station? You'd at least be able to get official Coruscant news there.
And how do we make sure the local ambassador doesn't give us away?
She shook her head.
I can't believe I'm talking like this,
she muttered.
It's like we're back being the rebellion again, not the legitimate government.
Who says the ambassador has to know?
Han asked.
We've got a diplomatic receiver on the Falcon. We can tap into the transmission on our own.
Only if we can get a hold of the station's encrypt scheme,
she reminded him.
And then plug it into our receiver. That may not be possible.
We can find a way,
Han insisted.
At least it would buy Akbar some time to track down the leak.
True,
Leia considered, slowly shook her head.
I don't know. The New Republic's encrypt codes are nearly impossible to break.
Han snorted.
I hate to disillusion you, sweetheart, but there are slicers running around loose who eat government encrypt codes for breakfast. All we have to do is find one of them.
And pay him enormous sums of money,
Leia said dryly.
Something like that,
Han agreed, thinking hard.
On the other hand, even slicers occasionally owe other people favors.
Oh?
Leia threw him a sideways look.
I don't suppose you know any of them.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Han pursed his lips.
Trouble is, if the Imperials have done their homework, they probably know all about it and have someone watching him.
Meaning?
Meaning we're gonna have to find someone who's got his own list of slicer contacts.
We reached over to the console and tapped the Falcon's comm switch.
Antilles, this is Solo, you copy?
Right here, General.
Wedge's voice came back promptly.
We're leaving Bipfash, Wedge,
Han told him.
That's not official yet. You're in charge of telling the rest of the delegation about it once we're off the ground.
I understand,
Wedge said.
You want me to assign you an escort, or would you rather slip out quietly? I've got a couple of people I'd trust all the way to the end of the galaxy.
Han sent Leia a lopsided smile. Wedge understood all right.
Thanks, but we wouldn't want the rest of the delegation to feel unprotected.
Whatever you want. I can handle anything that needs doing at this end. See you back at Coruscant.
Right.
Han cut off the comm.
Eventually.
He added under his breath, as he keyed for intercom.
Chewie, we ready to fly?
The Wookiee growled in affirmative.
Okay. Make sure everything's bolted down, and then come on up. Better bring 3PO, too. We might have to talk to Bipfashi Control on the way out.
Do I get to know where we're going?
Leia asked, as she started the pre-launch sequence.
I already told you, Han said. We need to find someone we can trust who has his own list of illegals.
A suspicious glint came into her eye.
You don't mean Lando?
Who else? Han said innocently. Upstanding citizen, former war hero, honest businessman. Of course he'll have slicer contacts.
Leia rolled her eyes skyward.
Why?
She murmured.
Do I suddenly have a bad feeling about this?